Okay, well, at this stage, it's fair to say that you have been, you know, going for a long time. How many hours now?
We've been on the air for 35 hours. 35
Your voice
hours.
Is going as well.
And 50 minutes.
Yes. And you are very close to breaking Simon Mayo's record for the longest Radio 1
yes.
show
which
ever.
Which is 37. Oh, my God, 37. So are we an hour and 10 minutes away?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
And then
amazing.
We could go home.
Yeah.
Stuff no. the world record.
No. Do you know what? We could be in the Irish pub over the road.
Oh, man. We could get locked
in an hour and a half.
Scott, we could get on it. Ollie?
Yeah, I'm there.
Becky?
No, you stay in.
Oh, Paddy's.
Who cares what you think?
No,
you crazy
could
fool.
We off Craig David, and we could just go to the pub instead.
Yeah,
Craig, can you come with you to the Irish pub?
Could you do the show in the pub?
No, that's ridiculous. It's why work when you can drink? Anyway,
okay.
All
right. So you're feeling maybe a little bit emotionally fragile.
Do you know what? I'm all right, and I absolutely thought I was fine emotionally until you read out the total. Of 820,000, and when I was saying thank you, I did feel a tiny bit, in a manly rugby playing
raw.
Fart way, I yeah. felt a tiny bit emotional.
Yeah. I've thought of another, you know, the moment we kind of have option A and option B mm-hmm. in terms of when we finish.
Yeah.
Option A is obviously when we break Simon Mayo's record, which mm-hmm. is very soon. Option B is if we go through and we break the 52 hours tomorrow. What about option C, which is... We just give up when we get to a million.
Mm. Okay.
Or option D, we could just go to the pub now.
No, but listen.
Oh,
no, okay, no, but no, but listen. Can you imagine going past Simon's thing, and then suddenly, if another hour down the line, we
going past Simon's thing.
If we went past Simon,
and
Mayo,
you think that's going to get £1 million?
If we went past Simon Mayo's record, and then a little bit further down the line, we made. £1 million.
Honestly, Dave, I think you're going a little bit delirious.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think you should just have a rest, maybe have a sleep, yeah. have a Horlicks, and shut up.
But imagine if we made £1 million.
Right, Scott, okay, talk right. to me.
Well, here's what's happening.
It's amazing how Dave doesn't listen to you and the one who doesn't speak when you go, right, what we'll do next is this. And he goes, I know, how about this? We fly a plane upside down to raise £1 million.
I think it's a good idea.
All right, I know you do. Pipe down, have a sleep, sweetheart. Go
on,
Scott.
I think... Often on these things, a great way of raising money yes. is when people shed a few tears.
Absolutely.
And when Becky cried when I was on the desert trek, donations went mad. They went
yeah,
through the roof.
Sure.
So if we can get a few tears out of you now, I think that we could hit £1 million. I do.
Yeah, do you know what? You're probably right.
So here's my idea. I'm going to play you some clips.
Yeah.
I want the cameras to zoom in on either Chris or Dave's face.
Oh dear, you're doing already.
And we can see if we can get even just a glisten of a tear would be great.
Okay.
This is my idea to make Chris and Dave cry.
Oh, I love that.
All right, so look at the red button now. Let's have a close-up of Chris and Dave's face. And just see if you go or not, because, you know, you don't probably know how emotional you are secretly right now. Okay, so the first one. This is something that made the entire nation cry when it happened. And if this doesn't make you cry... Either of you, then you have no heart.
Is this when they let go of Rampage from One Extra?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay. Sadder than that.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
Here we go.
What's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of... villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like
what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay. Big song.
Yeah?
Not really, not really happening.
Subo doesn't do it for me.
No. What about when she starts singing?
All right, let's try it. Do you have a cup of tea, Dave?
I've just got one, actually, thanks.
Right. I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Need another wee.
Right, now, this isn't working.
Right, no, okay, right. All right,
okay,
sorry.
That didn't make you cry. Okay,
fine. It was amazing. amazing.
It made lots of
Ollie's
cry.
Ollie's gone. Ollie's crying.
That's a rubbish fake cry. Okay.
Right.
Next one.
Yeah.
Let's make Chris and Dave cry. Now, if you've not seen this film, called Titanic, yeah, then you might want to turn off or turn away from the radio for a moment because this could be a spoiler.
Titanic, with the film which came out
in
12 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Some people may not have seen it.
Sure, I haven't seen it.
Millions of people cried at the time. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, and let's get a close-up on Chris and Dave. Go.
Jack. Jack. Jack.
I'm sorry.
There's a... Jack.
Jack! Vera! Jack! Vera! What are you doing? It's into the skirt.
You're ruining it.
Is this how you imagined it would go?
Sorry.
No, yeah, not
that
for
did,
me.
It didn't really
not
work, I suppose. That
so Jack dying, that's not...
No, is that what happened?
Yeah.
I thought that was Coronation Street.
No, that was Titanic.
Right.
And that, like I said, it was a bit of a plot spoiler.
Did he die on the ship?
No.
The one who doesn't
you
speak.
Seen it?
The one who doesn't speak got a video, a load of videos from Amsterdam, and one of them's called Titanic, and there's a woman shouting.
No, that's,
Jack
no, that's different.
Oh, no, that was gigantic,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. All right, okay, this one's. Well, I cried listening to this one earlier on, and I think that you will do the same.
So here the old Southern Sound jingle package, is it? For making songs?
Here is clip number three.
Okay.
This is it. Kerry and Comedy Dave have performed a game for the judges. One of them will stay in the competition. One of them will be leaving tonight. It's decision time.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Judges, I'm going to ask you one by one to give me the name of the skating star you want to save and see skate again next week.
You were content to let me...
I'm crying at the production.
Yeah.
I'm saving Kerry.
You always want to stay behind.
Robin!
I am a skater and I went for the skater. I save Dave.
Yes.
Thanks, Robin.
Vote each.
You were the one with all the strength.
So, Jason, it's down to you. Saving Kerry. So, 2-1 Kerry skates next week.
See, that makes me angry.
Yeah.
That wiggy fella.
No.
Yeah, no, did say it,
mate.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I'm gutted, obviously.
And everything I would like to be.
I've had a really good time.
We are going to miss you, Dave. We'll miss you too, thank you.
You are the wind beneath my...
A massive round of applause for Comedy Dave and Frank.
Good. Right, so I've got one more. That didn't work. This is going really bad.
That was
lovely,
sad,
though.
Dave. That was sad.
It was potentially sad until I heard Jason Gardner's voice, and then my sadness turned to...
To rage.
Yeah, rage
boredom,
and fury.
To be honest.
Okay, this
boredom and disinterest.
Close up on Chris here for Make Chris Cry. This is one specifically for you.
I'm a man. I don't cry. I'm a man.
What
I'm
were you
man.
Doing on January the 3rd, 2010?
Oh, don't tell him that.
January the 3rd, 2010.
January the 3rd, 2010?
Yeah. Okay. I think I went for lunch with Andy. Did we go out on January the 3rd, Andy? Right. Dim tea.
I think that you were watching this.
Alex Ferguson's approach to the competition is clear, but it's a trophy worth risking Rooney, Berbatov and co for. Leads are close to full strength. Young winger Robert Snodgrass is fit only for a place on the bench. Right back Lee Bromby is suspended. Jermaine Beckford's 19 goals make him the headline act. Four of those goals in his last two games. Here's Bradley Johnson. Cut out by Anderson. Johnson surging on. Third chance for Johnson to resurrect the attack, and again Anderson halts it. Just a few worrying signs in terms of why there's bright ball. Watching that carefully, oh, and he went for the instant finish. It was a difficult skill, dropping over his shoulder, but he knew that Ankergren had come into no man's land, and Rooney thought he could score. Berbatov. Seen off by Naylor, who's leads through and through. Oh, back on it back momentarily. It's Housen. Forward towards Beckford, and the ball's over Brown. And this is Beckford, he just ran away from him, but he'll still get a strike in and goal. Score at the Stretford end for Leeds United, and it doesn't get any better than that for a Leeds centre forward. We're waiting for the whistle. It's imminent. The ball's deep inside the Manchester half. The whistle's gone. And Leeds United of League One, remember, have beaten the champions of England. 9,000 Yorkshiremen go absolutely mad away to my right. And it's a magnificent win for Leeds United.
His neck.
If you missed, if you were listening to the radio, you just missed the world's worst acting piece from Ollie Murs and myself. It was lovely.
That was a good moment.
A nice treat for the Leeds United fans there. Yeah. A rare treat, actually, some would say. Are you red? Are you Man U?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
Did you know what? That was a nice moment.
Nice chatting with you, Ollie. Right, okay, so it's...
it's for you, that was a nice moment. Is it entertainment?